Well, WSU Spokane is already in a partnership with the University of Washington that offers a four-year medical program. WSU Spokane officials believe that the Spokane School is in a good position to offer its own program. WSU Spokane Chancellor Lisa Brown says there are over 800 students who apply to medical schools in the state every year, but only 120 are admitted.
They either go to other states or they actually drop out and don't become doctors. And given the shortage of physicians we have in most counties in the state and the needs we're going to have with the Affordable Care Act and the aging of the population, the other reason to do this is because there are qualified students who want to become doctors, and giving them another program gives them another opportunity.
Currently, the University of Washington offers medical education in Washington, as well as Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho, in partnership with schools in those states. For Brown, the proposal is something that could work in conjunction with the program already in place with the U of Dub.
Our goal at WSU Spokane is not to have it viewed as a competition or a rivalry, but really a new complementary model of providing education, medical education, that could enrich the five-state partnerships that already exist.
Right now, there are 20 first-year and 20 second-year medical students on the WSU Spokane campus. Third and fourth-year students learn off-campus in working environments with physicians. The move would be a good one for the research done on the Spokane campus. Dr. George Novan, the Associate Director of Medical Sciences, explains that while the campus has been a national leader in sleep research, bringing in new faculty for a new medical program would also result in an expansion of research here in Spokane.
We have the beginnings of what we hope would be expansion in some of the molecular sciences, some of the immunology, cancer research. But again, when you only house 20 students, you don't have the capability to build the research arm of a medical school.
A feasibility study on the proposal was launched in January, and the final results are expected by the end of June. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.